We come into the new week dealing with an ugly Friday session of trade in which risk assets took a beating. Worry around the outlook for the global economy was already running high, as reflected through an ongoing downside pressure in pro-cyclical commodities. Investors had even more reason for concern on Friday after the release of the U.S. jobs report, which produced an ugly combination of readings, making it much harder to justify a 50 basis point rate cut from the Fed later this month. Had we only been working off the NFP release, this would have actually been okay for investors, as they would have used the softer read as an excuse to add more pressure on the Fed to make the more investor-friendly 50 basis point rate cut decision. But the trouble with the data was that the discouraging NFP print was accompanied by a hotter hourly earnings component, a set of data warning inflation is still a risk that needs to be taken seriously by the Fed, and perhaps seriously enough to keep the central bank from cutting 50 basis points. Of course, the market has a way of getting what it wants, and we wouldn't at all be surprised to see a downplaying of the hourly earnings number and more calls for 50 basis points of cuts, which could very well get stocks turning back up and the US dollar selling back off. Looking ahead, the only notable standout on the calendar for the remainder of the day comes from U.S. consumer inflation expectations. Earlier today, China inflation data and Japan GDP came in below forecast. That's all for now.